The second half of your question, which we kind of addressed, let's see. You can't give the I don't care response every time throughout the entire progress of the pickup. Totally agree. So once you have her down to a medium and especially a short fuse, once you have a short fuse, you can start saying kinder things and nicer things without giving your power away. Okay? You just want to be careful when in that interim phase where the power is still up for grabs, that you don't go too far with your compliments. I would rather you go superficial compliments than I would you go, oh my God, I like you. Don't give emotional compliments until she's giving those as well. Okay? So that's just a good general rule, is mirror her emotional level of investment. If a girl's not saying emotional things to me, I don't want to be texting her, oh my God, I like you so much. I haven't felt like this in a long time and that kind of shit. That's horrible. If a girl was saying that stuff to me, then I'd probably almost parallel that, but not perfectly. I wouldn't come right to that level. I'd probably say a page behind her, but hint that I liked her as well. So you're right. You do need to say things. But also start mixing in random compliments and softer text messages. I'll tease the shit out of girls, but then other times I'll say stuff like, hi, Heather B, you just popped in my head. Smiley face. That's it. Nothing else going with that. Or, what are you doing? I keep thinking about you today. Hope you're having a good day. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not giving your power away. It's really light, but it still sets the tone that you're a nice guy as well.
You can, I don't know if this gets too advanced, but you can start to merge these concepts together of, you know, both timing and content. So you send a message like, hey, Heather, you just popped in my head. Her response, she is most likely, assuming she's got some attraction, most likely going to respond back very quickly and with something like, what were you thinking or what just happened? That's when you want to wait. You know, you'll send a text. She may respond back in like 5 or 10 minutes. Then wait an hour to answer that. And then you've got her waiting for your text. She may even like send a little follow-up with just like a little question mark or something like that. And just hold your guns, wait an hour. You know, who knows what you could be doing.
That's a great point, because when you do that, you're actually using comfort to create attraction. That is really advanced. That was hard to articulate in the book. But you're actually using comfort by saying something like Savoy just said, you know, hey, Heather B, you just popped in my head. I want to say hi. And then she responds immediately, and you wait an hour. That now you use that comfort text to suck her in with attraction. It's so powerful. But also, remember with push-pull, just remember to mix it up. You can pigeonhole yourself as just like asshole guy who's always like push. And it creates a nice level of attraction, but it's hard to act on it. It doesn't really go anywhere. Then when you let your guard down, it's weird. It creates like this weird Cold War, like Russia versus U.S. mutually assured destruction thing. It sucks. It's really frustrating. Okay, so like we said, just to recap that one more time is don't go overly emotional. You can go physical or just kind of how you're feeling unless she's going there first. But even then, don't jump overboard and go there 10 times as far. All right, mirror her level of investment, but do go there. It's okay to tell girls you like them. It's okay to tell them you're attracted to them. A lot of times what I do is just remember things about them. That's why my trigger words thing I think is so important, because I'm really conscious of what they say, what's going on in their life, and I remember it, but I don't go overboard with it. So like today, this girl, I remember last week she mentioned she had an interview today. So this morning I was like, good luck on your interview today. Trample the weak and hurdle the dead. You'll do awesome. Smiley face. But that's like that would be a comfort text for me. Even though it's not like super nicey, but it's like, oh, he remembered me and he's still being kind. It's not always like tease her ass really hard. Other comfort texts is just saying stuff like, I'll say stupid stuff. Like, I'll be like, I miss your face. What are you doing? I want to see you. So like the farther you get, the more you can get away with and the more like directly you can feature your intent and your interest. Early on, you got to kind of play poker a little bit. It's just the nature of the beast, unless it's a short fuse. Medium and long, play poker. Short, medium to short, you can start featuring your intent, and it's okay. You can get away with more.
Next question. Do you keep on calling a girl endlessly if she doesn't pick up nor call back, or do you just call 5 times and then leave a message like, I really wanted to meet you, but this is the last time I call you?
Never, ever, ever do an ultimatum. Even when you think you found the one exception where you can be like, all right, this is the, and you really want to leave that voicemail or text message. All right, this is the last time I'm going to leave a message. And, you know, I thought we had something really cool. So if you want to, do not ever do that.
The only time I'll ever do this is as a role play making fun of guys like that. So So, like, I know the girl likes me.
You found the exception.
Yeah, well, but it's like, I mean, doing it in a serious note is completely never do that ever. But I'll do it in a silly way, being like, a girl that is a short fuse that obviously likes me, I'll call her and it goes to voicemail. And I talked to her like 30 minutes ago or an hour ago. And then I call her and I'm like, or maybe she called me and left a voicemail and now I'm calling her back. And I'm like, you know, I'm just frustrated because I feel like we had a really good connection. And, you know, this is the last time I'm calling you. If you don't call me back, then I'm just going to move on and I give up. But she obviously knows I'm full of shit and it works the other way. Now, one of my favorite things about writing this book was going through really bad text messages from guys. I had some, I was dating this Boston Celtics cheerleader for a while and I had her send me like pages of funny text messages and she saved some voicemails for me and stuff. It was awesome. I guess it was more sad than awesome, but it reminded me of some of my old days. But, man, guys would give her these weird ultimatums all the time. It's like, dude, is that going to cause interest all of a sudden? No. The key is with phone and text game, and especially with cold approach, and I think with just game in general, you got to have a memory like a goldfish. You just got to constantly, every day is a new day. You don't give weird ultimatums, especially because you got to think of it. If Brad Pitt was calling her, she'd answer. All right, she's obviously not attractive enough yet. You haven't hit the right switches. Every girl has a blueprint. You just haven't found that one yet. And maybe she's giving so much resistance that it'll be impossible to ever find her blueprint. But what you'll see, and I want you to read the chapter on long fuses, and you'll see, like, oh, man, long fuses are tough. I'd say it's about a 30% conversion rate, maybe even lower, if you're really good. And it's a game of patience, and it's a game of pinging, which is I fire off a random text or a random call every once in a while. I basically double the time in between last rejected communication. So if I text her once this week, I'll probably wait 2 weeks and text her again. She doesn't reply to that, I'll wait, 4 weeks and maybe call her. Doesn't reply to that. But each time I call, it's always memory like a goldfish. I don't remember that she isn't answering. Okay, I'm just like, hey, what's up? Say something funny on the voicemail, move on. Make a statement on the text message and move on. I never call her out. Unless the only way I would call her out would be something like something funny. So I might say something like, you never write, you never call, the kids are worried sick and rent's due.
Yeah.
Something like that with a smiley face.
It should not exist that she had blown you off in the past, even if she did. So, it's the same principle, like, if a girl I don't want to get too much into the anti-flaking stuff, because we got, guess what, a whole other book on that that's coming out with this. But, when a girl tells me, like, you should say she flaked, and, like, I really screwed up and actually caused a flake. In the conversation after that, I won't acknowledge that it was her who flaked. In my head, it's me who flaked. I will even go so far as to apologize for flaking. If she said, called me one day and is like, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't called you in a couple of weeks. If you go, that's okay. I mean, you're still fine. But you're kind of acknowledging that you were playing offense and she was playing defense. And I want to flip that script. She's like, and I'll even doesn't make any logical sense. So she may say, hey, I'm sorry I haven't called you in a couple of weeks. I'm like, yeah, I am so freaking sorry about that. Listen, I have just been, I was in Miami last week, and I was going to come home, and then check it out. This is what happened. My buddy Simon and I, we went out to this party, and then, he got into a fight, and I was in the hospital with him for a couple of days. Anyway, so I'm back now, and blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't make any logical sense at all, but I'm always going to try to, if she puts me in a position where she's playing defense and I'm playing offense, I'll just try to flip that around even if it makes no logical sense.
Yeah, I agree. I'd do something similar. I'd just be like, she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry I didn't call you back. I'm like, yeah, sorry we keep missing each other. I've been traveling quite a bit this month. So what have you been up to? Just jump right back into clean slate, memory like a goldfish. Because, once again, like the boy said, girls hate awkwardness. So she calls and finally does answer, finally does call, and you're, like, super formal about it or super confrontational, she's just going to fade to black on you. Now, if you ever – a lot of times, like we said in the last call, girls fade to black because they got a boyfriend or because they started dating a guy. And it's not because you did something wrong. And like I said last time, they're not going to send out an APB going, you're an awesome guy. If you would text me in 2 months when this doesn't work out, I will reply. But if you get weird, I'll never reply. You just feel like, oh, shit, I must have messed something up. Damn it. But if you'll just stay cool and relax and talk to a bunch of other girls and just slowly keep pinging and reminding her you're alive and you're a really chilled out dude, she might come back on the radar. She might not. There is no foolproof system for that. Now, just remember, never get super formal and never get Never get weird. Never get overly formal. A lot of guys, like the voicemails that Boston Celtics cheerleader kept letting me listen to would crack me up. They get progressively weirder, progressively more formal, and more progressively more like business and like, why are, you know, this is Mike. I'm calling you again. This is the fourth call. This is so disrespectful. And I'm just like, why would she ever return this? This guy is creeping me out. So don't get formal. Don't get weird. Stay really casual. Memory like a goldfish. It's the first call every time.
But going back to the first part of that question, is there ever a time where you just give up?
Yeah.
Call her endlessly and she's not picking up?
Definitely. And then I think what you learn is as you get better at this, you just start seeing it as, I know the feeling. It depends on where you live. When I lived in Oklahoma, I tried to make every number. You try to make every number count. Not because there weren't a lot of girls, but it was hard to find like a true. You had a bunch of minor league girls, but it was hard to find one you wanted to pull up to the majors that was just really hot, really cool. So yeah, man, I know what it feels like to be like, oh, I don't want to give up on my numbers. In those situations, it's even more important that you play it smooth. But now that I live in LA, I swear I give a girl about a week, and then she might get a random text message in a month if I forgot to delete her on my phone. But so I don't know. I mean, it's just all about the abundance you have in your life. The bigger your social circle is, the more times you're going out, cold approaching, and meeting girls, the more you're just kind of like, whatever, I'm not going to fucking deal with this. I just don't care. So yeah, I mean, I honestly give up after about 2 weeks. These are a lot of those long fuse tactics or tactics I used to use when I'm that was born out of necessity. Now that I've moved to LA, I don't use them as much because I don't need them as much.
Yeah, and then, you know, I personally, if the girl's hot, I mean, you know, I've had the same girlfriend the last couple of years now, but, you know, back a couple of years ago, if the girl's really somebody who I want, I might take her off of the active text rotation, but still, you know, every major holiday, she'll be included on that mass text because, hey, it really doesn't cost anything to add one more name to it. And like, some of my Happy New Year's texts or Merry Christmas or whatever, like, would literally go out to, like, 200 girls. And you might get, like, 4 or 5 text messages back, but that's, you know.
It's like internet marketing. It's just you're trying to increase your conversion rate. So
yeah, you know, and it might be, you know, you find the 4 or 5 girls that just happen to have broken up with their boyfriends there. I mean, a couple things that I want to say about this. One is definitely don't take every sort of phone game that kind of drops as a failure on your part. Especially, and it depends on the kind of girls that you're seeing, but, like, especially if you're going out to bars and clubs and meeting younger women, you know, a lot of these girls just don't have their lives together, so their phones will get shut off when they don't pay their bill and
I totally agree with this. And Savoy, I remember listening to Savoy and John talk about how L.A. was just a flaky, and I was like, what are they talking about? No, it's not that bad. Then I moved here, and, man, the flake rate is really high. And I don't know if it's all big cities, but in L.A. especially, it's a tremendous amount of just flaky, young, goopy girls. So, yeah, you can't kick your own ass on that. Now, also, but do remember, if you start to see a consistent theme of long fuse after long fuse after long fuse after long fuse, you don't need to reread my book as much as you need to reread Magic Bullets. You remember now, bad responses consistently, not on any one girl, but bad responses over, you know, I'd say a month of talk going out and getting numbers and you're getting bad response after bad response, it's a symptom that you're making a mistake in the initial interaction, not necessarily a bad phone and text game situation. Remember, the best phone text game in the world can't save you from diabolically bad game when you met.
All right. Next question. Does it matter which one of you sends the final text message? Should you somehow indicate the conversation should end or just let it peter out naturally?
This question cracked me up because I remember it reminds me of something that happens on boot camp all the time. Guys will go open a set, and they'll stay for like 30 minutes, and I'll finally have to go pull them out. And I'll be like, yeah, you didn't really seem like you were feeling that girl. Like, yeah, I just felt bad ejecting. And I'm like, what? Just tell the girl you got to go catch up with your friends. But it's the same thing with phone and text.
She wouldn't feel bad ejecting.
Oh, yeah, she would have no problem walking away from you if she wasn't interested. You can do it in a really kind way. But on phone and text game, use this as a weapon, man. This is another – this is like what Savoy was saying earlier, after you send a good comfort text, letting it go slack a little bit, you know? You know, I want you to understand something here. If you've got – context is key. I think one of the biggest problems with, the game material I've read over the past is not that it's not right, but they don't give you a very good context. So they're like, you never qualify to a girl. You never do this. You never do that. And you're like, never? Okay, shit. And then there are times. There are caveats to things. So understand the context of what we're saying here. If you're having like 30 strands in a row of great comfort texts where you guys are just – opening up and sharing, like, oh, my God, I'm so glad I met you. No, I'm glad I met you more. No, you're the best. Oh, my God. And you're sitting there sharing, like, this is like the notebook moment. And then all of a sudden you just go quiet. That's probably not the best time to pull that. Okay? However, you're just light teasing or you fire off like a light comfort building thing and you don't reply for a couple hours. There's nothing wrong with that. I would say if you were to pull out most of my text messages, I don't reply. I don't answer half the questions they ask. Like if they ask a question, if it doesn't serve me, I'll just ignore it and make a statement and just say whatever the hell I want because I'm like, oh, what the hell? I don't care about that. I don't want to talk about that or whatever. And a lot of times, like at the end of the night, or while we're texting, I literally just set my phone down and turn it off and keep working. And then I won't remember to text them back till the next day or later that night or whatever. Now, I won't do that with every girl. Like I said, it's all contextual, but don't assume you need to be like, okay, listen, I've really enjoyed teasing you about working on Melrose, but now I need to do X, Y, and Z. But that's okay, too. If you want to do that, you can always say, you know, sometimes if I'm having a really good rapport with a girl and I think it would kill the vibe if I just didn't reply, I'll be like, I'll say something like, all right, sexy, I've got to get back to work. I'll call you later. Have a great day. But that is still, I'm still ending the communication first. That's fine. If you like that better, do that. But also be okay with a lot of girls. It's pretty smooth just to do nothing.
Next question. Girls have told me that they love my texts. I give them shit and make them laugh, but have a hard time transitioning into meeting up. What's a good strategy to overcome this? Any good lines?
Okay, yeah. You know, that's what kind of, I think I kind of addressed this earlier, and this was a problem I used to have. I'm really funny and witty, but I'd just say a bunch of witty shit and get them laughing, but it wouldn't really go. I mean, I could tell I had attraction, but I felt like I was having to let my guard down really hard if I was to be like, hey, I want to see you, or hey, I like you, or whatever. So what you have to do, and you'll see this in the book, I go into more detail, is the idea of cycling the push-pull with comfort, like we talked about above. So it's cycling it. Stop seeing the, I think what you got to do is stop seeing the you know, when someone wrote Magic Bullets, he has to write it in a way that is linear so your mind can understand it, so you can conceptualize what the hell is going on. But if when we teach it in boot camp, we always say, look, yes, we teach it on a line, but the truth is it cycles. It cycles a lot. So while you're in attraction, you actually do some comfort building. While you're in attraction, you do some sexualizing. While you're in attraction, you do some seduction. While you're in attraction, you do some some physical escalation. While you're in comfort, you do some attraction. While you're in comfort, you do some seduction. While you're in comfort, you do some sexualization. That's the actual nature of the model. Now, remember that is the same when you go into text game, it's the same way. It sounds like what you're doing is all attraction all the time, okay? And then now when you try to transition to qualification or comfort, these girls are like, what the hell? It's like you're going 160 in a Ferrari and you just gear down to 30 and threw it through the windshield.